With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. A phased-in ceasefire deal in Gaza may be near.
A Hamas official and an Egyptian official say Hamas has given initial approval for a US-backed proposal for a phased ceasefire deal in Gaza, dropping a key demand that Israel gives an upfront commitment for a complete end to the war. But all sides warn a deal's still not guaranteed. The officials say Hamas wants written guarantees from mediators that Israel will continue to negotiate a permanent ceasefire deal once the first phase goes into effect. I'm Charles de la Desma.
In the meantime, former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says if Hezbollah succeeds in striking a major target in Israel, it could trigger a regional war, one that would force U.S. intervention. Also at SRNnews.com, a setback for some conservatives in the Badger State.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court has ruled that officials can place ballot drop boxes around their communities in this fall's election. The decision overturns the court's own ruling 2 years ago, which limited the use of drop boxes in the presidential swing state. The difference has to do with the makeup of the court. Conservatives controlled the state Supreme Court 2 years ago, but in April of last year, the court was flipped to Democratic control. Seeing an opening, Priorities USA, a progressive voter mobilization group, asked the court to revisit the decision a few months ago. I'm Shelley Adler.
President Biden using a highly anticipated TV interview to repeatedly reject taking an independent medical evaluation that would show voters he's up for serving another term in office. He says there are no indications of any serious conditions. This is SRN News. San Francisco wrapping up Gay Pride Month.
And possibly some illegal acts. The city's Pride Parade might be the biggest in the U.S., and multiple observers say it featured nudity before crowds that included children and other acts that cannot be described here. Numerous individual reports and cell phone footage posted on the web seem to depict violations of law at the parade. Ironically, the FBI and ATF were represented at the event. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Texas Supreme Court upholding the state's ban on sex change operations on children, rejecting arguments that some parents said it violates their right to decide on and to seek care for their kids. The 8-1 ruling leaves in place a law that went into effect a year ago. Texas officials defended the plan as necessary to protect children and noted other restrictions for minors like tattoos and alcohol. This is SRN News. The Bayou State must protect the health and safety of incarcerated workers.
The inmates are toiling in the fields of a former slave plantation. U.S. District Judge Brian Jackson says they face substantial risk of injury or death in blistering summer temperatures. He gave the state 7 days to provide a plan to improve conditions at Louisiana State Penitentiary. The state immediately appealed the decision. Men incarcerated at the Louisiana Penitentiary filed a class action lawsuit last year, alleging cruel and unusual punishment and forced labor in the prison's fields. John Scott reporting.
Flames from derailed train cars loaded with hazardous materials mostly extinguished a day after the incident in a remote part of North Dakota. Emergency officials say the threat of those living nearby remains very low, and air monitoring shows no air contamination downwind. More details at SRNnews.com.